Rabbi, just one clarification of the halakha. Being that many people are making minyanim now privately in their homes, on their porches, so the question arises of the legality of taking the Sefer Torah from the Bet Knesset and bringing it to their homes. What are the rules regarding this? Are you allowed to move a Sefer Torah from a Bet Knesset to take it out? The source of this is in the 7th Perek of Masechet Yoma in the Talmud Yerushalmi. There the Yerushalmi tells us about they used to take the Sefer Torah out of the Bet Knesset and bring it to the Bet HaMikdash on Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol to read. So you see over here the Gemara says, what do you mean? You can't take the Sefer Torah out? Gemara says, no, the Kohen Gadol is different because he's Hashuv, and therefore that's the Kavod of the Torah, to take it out to a Hashuv man like the Kohen Gadol. So we see over here that indeed there is a Heter if you're a Kohen Gadol. So now you have the Maharam Padua that comes along and has a little different girsa in that Gemara. And he says, if you're a Gadol Bat Torah, Adam Hashuv Gadol Bat Torah. Okay, so he expands it a little more that it's not necessarily Kohen Gadol, it's Adam Hashuv. And actually, the Rama in Kuf Lamed He at the end brings down that for an Adam Hashuv that needs to hear the Torah, you could take the Sefer Torah and you could bring it towards him. And the Mishnah Berura over there says, Adam Hashuv Hainu Gadol Batorah, and the Sha'ar Siyun says, Maram Padua. So therefore the Rama was posek like Maram Padua. The Rama in Derke Moshe in Kuf Lamed He quotes to Or Zarua. Or Zarua goes even a step further. He says, if a person is chole, sick, or he's havush, bebet asurim, or he's incarcerated, and he needs to hear the Torah, so they can bring the Torah to the chole, in order they can hear the Sefer Torah. So that's a little more expansion of the halakha. It's based on the Or Zarua. However, the Mordechi argues and says you can't take it out for a chole, or misha havush bebet asurim, and actually Maran, in that same siman, Kuf Lamedeh, writes, Mishu Habush Bebet Asurim, Mishnah Berurah says, Behu Adin Choleh, you should not take the Sefer Torah for him, even if it's Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippurim. So therefore you see that Maram was not posek like these opinions that were lenient for Choleh. However, the question would be, what about taking it out for a minyan of people that for whatever reason are anusim, that cannot come to the Bet HaKnesset? So the Bi'ur HaLacha says a big chidush. He says, yes, even those opinions like the Mordechi that said you cannot take it to a choleh, that's because it's one choleh. Okay, one choleh is not obligated to the Torah. There's no chayuv on him, they're not going to take the Sefer Torah for one. But if there's 10 people that are anusim that need to hear the Torah, even the Mordechi would agree that you could take the Sefer Torah out for them. And therefore, Hakam Avad Ya'alav Shalom writes in Yabi Omer Hadak Zayin that even according to Maran, you can't take the Sefer Torah for Misha Habush Bevet Asim V'Choleh, that's one, but not for a minyan. So it comes out, we have people today that are anusim. Why are they anusim? The Bet Knesset were closed. They couldn't come to the Bet Knesset, either because at a certain period it was closed, or because of the age that they can't come to Bet Knesset because they're not safe over here, etc. So therefore they have a legitimate reason in order to bring a Torah to their homes. And that's the way the Acham holds. The Maram Padua puts another stipulation, however. He says that when you take a separate Torah out, if you build an Aron from it, and you put it in a permanent place, so then already you have nothing to worry about. And therefore, it would be proper that those that are taking the Sefer Torah out and bringing it to a private home, they should put it in a special place in order to alleviate the problems of lack of kavod of the Sefer Torah. If they build an Aron, there would be no questions whatsoever that they would have a heter. But it should be pointed out that's only if they're anus. The problem is, People are getting comfortable now praying in their backyard, and maybe they're not anus anymore. They can go back to Bet Knesset. The heter to keep the Sefer Torah out of the Bet Knesset is only when there's a circumstance, but not stam. The Ben Ish Chai in Torah Lishma in Siman Nunchet says another hadush. He says that what about a person who has a private Sefer Torah in his house? People have their private Sefer Torah. Is it okay to lend that Sefer Torah out to a private minyan somewhere else in a house? So he says the Yerushalmi was never talking about a private Sefer Torah from a private house. He says that's not the issue. And he says why. He says, number one, the main issue was the Sefer Torah. It's in a Bet Knesset where they're using it with a minyan and a Bet Knesset. Not a minyan, a guy that has a Sefer Torah privately in his house. Secondly, he says, the Yerushalmi's language is that the Sefer Torah doesn't come to you, you have to go to the Sefer Torah. That's Yerushalmi's language. You go to the Sefer doesn't come to you. So he says, that's Shayach when I have a Sefer Torah in a Bet Knesset. You go to the Bet Knesset. But you can't come along and say, you're going to go to a private guy's house, 10 guys are going to knock on the door, hey, we have to go to the Sefer Torah. There's no trespassing. Who asked you to come to my house? You can't say a Sefer Torah. You go to the Torah in a private house where the guy doesn't want you to be there in the first place. And the Bet Knesset, which is public property, okay, you go to the Bet, you go to the Sefer Torah. So if you want to say if a person has a private Sefer Torah, it would be lenient in order to lend it out and give it to a private minyan. But a Bet Knesset Sefer Torah, it's not so pashut. There's a Zohar HaKadosh in Parashat Vayechi that's against it, Bichlal, that says you're never supposed to take a Sefer Torah, not mi Bet Knesset, afilu le Bet Knesset Acher. Kafahim takes that Zohar HaKadosh face value, therefore says, don't get involved in this business. Never take a Sefer Torah out of the Bet Knesset, even when they have a Sefer Torah dedication, and they take the Sefer Torah to the street to greet the new Sefer Torah, Kavahim says, don't do it. Even the poskim, some of them are strict, even from room to room in the Bet Knesset. Okay, but that's the Zohar HaKadosh. Chaim Avadia figures out a way how to get out of that Zohar HaKadosh in Yabia Omer. And he says, it means a certain situation. And anyway, the Yerushalmi, you see, doesn't agree with it. So therefore, the Maaseh, for those that are lenient, when they have 10 people that are anusim and cannot pray in Bet Knesset, to take a Sefer Torah out for them to read, as long as they're anusim, and preferably if they build it, a temporary aron, it doesn't have to be a major structure, just a box where they put the Sefer Torah in, it would be okay. Question is, how do you transport the Sefer Torah? How do you transport? Now, first of all, we just need to dispel, there is a rumor that they say that you have to, if you're moving a Sefer Torah, you have to read it at least 3 times. There's no source for that. Although the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down, all the later poskim say, where did he get that from? It's not written in any source, Sefer, and Chaim Avadia dismisses it as well. There's no deen that you have to read it 3 times. Even if you read it once, it's okay, so long as you follow the rules. And the question is how to transport a Sefer Torah. So, Chaim Avadia comes out that if you transport it with tzina'ah, you'd be allowed to transport it in the car. Take it in the car, with tzina'ah, put it, bring it to the Bet Knesset. You don't need to have 10 people that are escorting the Sefer Torah, only if you're transporting it b'farhesya. For example, let's say you're carrying it from one house, and you're going to carry it to the shul, it's b'farhesya, it's in public, and you need 10 people to escort it. But if you're not doing like that, that would raise in question the way people take the Sefer Torah, you know, to these trips that they have. And they're carrying the Sefer Torah, they put it on the plane, that's Pefer Hesya. Only way they're allowed to do it is if they posel the Sefer Torah. How do you posel the Sefer Torah? So you have to take out the stitching from the actual parchment. Of course, when you get to the place that you're going, you have to have somebody that's capable to restitch it back, so the Sefer Torah will be kashir. But it's not proper to pour wax on the letters to posel them, and then when you get to the place, you scrape it off, or you scrape letters off and then you rewrite them. In that case, if you're going before Hesha, you're not going to have 10 people to make the Levaya, one would have to, again, take the stitching off. So again, Rabotai, this is just to underscore, it's not so pashut just to move Sefarim here and there. Even in the same building, Chavoy has to come up with a heter, why it's permissible in the same building. But again, just stam, because of convenience. Which means you have to really find the heter when there's a synagogue and the synagogue's open, what is the heter to take a sefer Torah from a synagogue and bring it there and start reading? Just because of convenience. You can go to the Bet Knesset. No, we want to make a minyan in our house. Why? Kacha. Shrei Ha'am Shekacha Lo. We want to make it in our house. That's not anusim. And especially in contending with a Zohar Kadosh that was strict. So therefore, we should be very, very hesitant to take the sefer. One of my colleagues made a good point, and we'll conclude with this. He said, in our situation, the issue is not taking the sefer Torah out of the Bet Knesset. We're worried now they'll never bring it back. Because now everybody's getting comfortable with these minyanim over here. He says, that's another concern over here. And people say, oh, what do we have to go back to shul for? We have our house, we're comfortable, it's next door. And they're not realizing that there is something called Kedushat Bet HaKnesset. There's no, that you cannot argue with. Kedushat Bet HaKnesset, the Gemara says, that whoever prays in the Bet HaKnesset, tefilato nishma'at, doesn't say whoever prays ba'asara. There is something called Kedushat Bet HaKnesset, or Kedushat, like we're praying in the Bet Midrash. So to come along and think, oh yeah, what do we need a Bet Knesset? I pray in my backyard, I pray in the porch for now. We're going to do this for constantly now. That's not a good practice over there. You're sacrificing the Kiddushah of a Bet Knesset, where the Gemara says that even if he's alone and you have a choice to pray in your house or to come to the Bet Knesset, and tefilato shel Adam nishma'at ela bebet Knesset. So therefore, that's m'kom rinah, m'kom tefilah. So that, again, Rabotai, when it's over, we have to make sure everybody will bring the Sefer Torah back, or more importantly, bring themselves back and realize the value of the Knesset.